Happy Sabbath. Good, good. I heard that I see some faces here. I come home for Thanksgiving. That's good. I'm so happy. See Laura, see John, anyone else? And I see people happy because, well, you have a week off. No homework, no school. But those who are so happy make other people feel so sad that we still have to work. You know, you want to graduate as soon as possible, but you didn't know that you don't have that many vacation when you go to work. In school, you have a lot of vacation. You know, any holiday, you got off. But in holiday in the workplace, there's no such thing as any holiday. Well, thank you to see everyone. I want to share with you the message this morning. It's just close to my heart. As I witnessed so many things, the tornado and hurricane and all that, and it won't happen more and more. And it's not because I predicted, but the Lord have predicted and written that down in His Word. And so I want to share a very important message this morning. And before we do that, let's pray. Dear Lord, our God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to church on this Sabbath day to worship you, to learn from your Word. And as we open our mind, our heart, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to touch us as we learn about the message about the origin of Satan. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The two most important messages that the devil really hates is a message talking about Jesus Christ. Am I right? What do you think? And the second message, I would think, they're talking about the origin of Satan. Now, I don't know what you think, but I strongly feel like when you talk about the origin of Satan, you're going to touch on a very a touching subject that people feel uneasy about. Now, why I'm talking about origin of Satan? Not too many people, not too many sermons talk about it because not very fun subject. Maybe we Christians should learn about Christian stuff, learn about salvation message. Why are you talking about negative things? Well, I don't know about you, but if the Bible mentioned about it, I should talk about it, shouldn't I? Right? I don't know about you. How many times the word Sabbath is written in the Bible? How many of those are Bible scholars? Last time I checked, 100 and something, right? Okay? But depend on different versions. Some versions, you know, they translate literally what does it mean, the first Sabbath? It means rest. But anyway, the word Satan, you know, is Satan or devil is written is in the Bible more than that. You know how many times the Bible say mentioned the word Satan? 49 times. The word devil mentioned about 106 times. The word dragon, because dragon related to that, 34 times. And only one time is mentioned about Lucifer. So all this related. Now, if the Bible mentioned about it, I think I have the right to share with you, am I? I want to talk about it because it's so important that the writer, the author of the Bible, have to write these things down, especially in the last book of the Bible, the book Revelation. Now, why is the term Satan so negative? I know for a fact no one named their son or daughter Satan. Right? It's so bad, so evil name, if you will. And so if you label whoever Satan and say he is Satan, it's not good. So if the devil stand right here and say, do not call me Satan because that's not my name. But God named him Satan, accuser. A liar. And he wants you and I to understand that term so well that you need to study and to be aware. Now the word Satan, people say, and I suspect people say that there's no such thing as Satan. People make up that name. Philosopher created ideas to scare people. You know, if you do this bad, you can go down to hell with Satan. Scare people. So that term, that terminology is not real. Don't be scared about it. Matter of fact, they make so much joke about it and people say, oh yeah, it's not real. You don't see it, so it's not real. The second idea, maybe people think about it, Satan is not that bad. I mean, Lucifer, after all, that name is so good. I mean, why you name someone Satan? There's no connection. People even say that there's no connection between Lucifer and Satan. Because the Lucifer right there in the book of Isaiah and Satan have nothing to do with it. Even Christians argue about it. And so people say Satan is not so bad. We have a bad label on that. Matter of fact, today people worship Satan. There's a church called Satan. Church of Satan. If you go to churchofsatan.org or .com, you can see it. They teach you how to worship Satan. They teach you how to have a good ritual with Satan, how to do magic, how to do all those kind of things. And it's been going on and on. Matter of fact, so many young adults tap into those kind of website to learn about it. The brotherhood, those kind of something they call that, is following those kind of trend of Satanism or Luciferism, whatever we call it. And it's been going on. Especially we live in this freedom, this country, so much freedom, every religion will go. If you have a religion you think is good, you apply for it, you got a non-profit organization start. That's how easy. That's why this country opened the door for all these pagan religion, if you will, come to this country. And little did you know, these religions are going around and converted Christian to these paganism. We live in our heart of Buddhism when we, American, invite all these immigrants come, and we establish a Buddhism center in the San Gabriel Valley. Matter of fact, our church closing every single day. And these temples are buying these churches converted into a Buddhist temple. How do you notice that? I drove on cross. You know how many people know the road Mission? You live on Mission Road. I drove all the way Mission to Garfield, and I see our church stands nice and strong and tall with a cross. Next day I drove by it again. I don't see a cross anymore. The next way I come back again, the roof of the church is painted red. I said, church painted red roof? The next thing I find out, the next week they make a corner or swirl into the corner of each of them. And the next thing they say, this is a Buddhist temple. That's how it is. Now, I'm sharing with you, Satan didn't come out with a red hood and with a fork after you. You know, no. They paint a beautiful picture. Even the Bible says the angel of light. And so you don't know. They have so many different names and you don't know. But Satan, now people think it's not bad. You read your Bible and say it's bad, but we read other book that they came out. You know, the book Scripture of Satan? This is good thing about it. How do people know which one is good? This book talk about negative about Satan, and Satan book Scripture talk about negative about Jesus Christ. How would you know which one is good? We live in the world. We don't know what's right and wrong anymore. And so much the people say there's no absolute truth anymore. The third point I want to point out, that not only people say things is good, they make movie about it. Have you watched movie and think about dragon, special cartoon? I remember you guys think about the cartoon dragon, the pink dragon, what do you call it? Purple dragon. Barney. Well, looks similar. And what I'm trying to say is all these animals coming out and people think, that's fine. Have you seen those cartoon with dragon with wing? And they drink all that. And this cartoon paint a beautiful picture that children see nothing wrong. And when you start reading the Bible, mentioned about dragon, you must think about good thing out of it. Now, with the Vietnamese culture, and there's a fable or legend say that the Vietnamese came from a dragon. You know, con rồng cháu tiên, rồng là dragon. You came out of a dragon. Cháu tiên is you are children of God. And so they mix between dragon and God together in the same level. So all these fable religion coming out, and we start to absorb, and people think, wow, that sounds right. But my friend, I want to share with you about the Bible. The Bible talk a lot about it, and rarely we mention about it. And a serious matter, because it's so serious that the Bible mentions so many times in the book of Revelation. True would be in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan." And so you start to see the word dragon, the word Satan, the word devil is all together the same meaning. Anytime you see the word dragon in the Bible, we're always talking about negative and deceiving. Okay? It's not a true beast, and it's the beast that is described is trying to tempt you. And so this dragon, this old serpent, the devil, would deceive the whole world. That's including you and I. He casts out to the earth, and his angel will cast out with him. Now, this is the origin about where does Satan come from. It's not a name that someone created, or maybe an author of the Bible write it down. Now, I believe the author of the Bible is actually the Word of God. It's not a human makeup. Because today, people try to try to tell you Satan is not real. What you read is just figurative. It's not true. And I'm afraid it's leaked into the Christian church as well. What is the origin? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 say this, right in the middle. "For the devil has sinned from the beginning." When the devil sinned? From the beginning. Before your time. Before my time. Before this world come about. Something about sinning that God want to put this down, that you need to understand that everything, what you see and tempt you, is from the devil and a sin from the beginning. When is the beginning? The book of Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, talk about how, Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12, turn the Bible with me. Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Those new to you, please jot this down. Isaiah 14:12 said that how you are falling from heaven. Who's falling from heaven? Lucifer. This is only one location in the Bible talking about Lucifer. I thought more than once, but only one time. Lucifer, son of the morning, a beautiful name. Of course, you don't want to name your son Satan, but you will call him the beautiful light. You call beautiful name. Lucifer is a beautiful name. The son of the morning, how you were cut down to the ground. You who weakened the nations. And so this Lucifer, fall from the ground. Now this Lucifer, same thing as Satan? I mean, this connection? Well, let me ask you, what does Jesus say? Go to the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. "And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Now, many times Jesus referred to Satan fall. And many times you see the book of Revelation, the Apostle John mentioned about Satan fall. And also, we will go back to the book of Isaiah 14, you will see that has a similar concept that God wants to tell you Lucifer is even beautiful as will have fallen to the ground. Turn with me another passage talking about the origin of Satan. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14 and 15. Ezekiel chapter 28, 14 and 15. "You are the anointed cherub who covers." In other words, you are beautiful angels. You are the anointed cherub who cover. "I establish you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walk back and forth in the midst of the fire stone." And here, if you read the story here, It's referring to the king of Tyre. Okay? And this is symbolic. It's not real. Because how could it be you were up there and walked the mountain with God, holy mountain with God? You know, all this is symbolic. And so I want you to connect it. Even though it's talking about a similar king of Tyre, it's symbolic to talk about Satan. Same thing in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 I just mentioned. People say that the king of Babylon, you know. But that's a symbolic talking about Lucifer, talking about Satan as well. Number 4, verse 15. You were perfect in your way from the day you were created. Now, let me ask you, God created Lucifer. Is it perfect? Perfect. Is this any sin? No. There's no sin. Now, how in the world that the Creator creates something is not perfect? How can someone create something, let's say he created a Garden of Eden, and he accidentally created one tree, is not perfect? No. He created everything is perfect. He created you and I perfect too. Now, don't try to think that God didn't create me perfect. Yes, maybe we are born imperfect, but God's intention to create this world perfect. For all the centuries going on, sin happening, that's why there's so many people are born this world are handicapped. It's so sad. But it's not what's God's intention. It's not God's plan. So God created Lucifer perfect till iniquity, sin was found in him. Now God can create you and I perfect, but we are able to open a door that allows sin to come in us. Angels, the most beautiful angel, Lucifer, was created perfect. And now sin came to his heart. What sin was it? What sin? Go down to verse 17. Your heart was lift up because of your beauty. Your heart would lift up when you're beautiful. When you're so beautiful, when you are perfect, when you are beautiful, you know, especially when you put makeup on in front of the mirror, I'm so beautiful. You walk around, didn't you see it? I'm so, look at my clothes, so beautiful. Or you after you work on the gym, look at my muscle. And this is what happened. Satan, a most powerful angel, most beautiful. And that is a dangerous point. That's dangerous. What happened? He was lift up because of his beauty. You corrupt your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they might gaze at you. My friend, that's the same temptation for us today. You are so beautiful and sometimes lead us to temptation. You are so smart that might that lead you to temptation. I mean, could you and I maybe sometime pray, Lord, don't give me all of this if you see ahead that might lead me to temptation. Don't give me $1 million home that I will enjoy this home and not go to church. Right? Don't give me a beautiful car that every day I just wax the car and forget to read the Bible. That's what it is. And we have the same temptation just like Lucifer. It's so dangerous and so scary. You know, last time I have to do that too. Lord, help me. Help me. I don't want to be perfect. Yes, I want to be perfect to glorify you, but don't let me perfect to the point that I betray you. And so many people left Jesus Christ just for this sake. And that's what Lucifer, he got everything. He can go around everywhere in the universe. And he is the highest angel ever created. And here, he wants something more. He was thinking about, he's so perfect, so beautiful, so powerful, that he thinks that he can replace God. And that's where every religion, non-Christian religion, think about the same thing. For example, I grew up in Buddhist background, and this is what they taught you, that you keep pray and pray and pray, one of these days, you become God. Do you know that? That's the teaching. Trong tiếng Việt, in the Vietnamese, ông trời. When you continue pray and you become a priest, then when you reincarnate, you become God. And matter of fact, in the Buddhism, think about Buddha is a higher level than God. And so all these world religion, all the paganism, basically want us to be like God, just like Satan, just like Lucifer. I can be like God. Matter of fact, I can be better than God. And so that's what is his heart. I don't know what it's like. If people have children, and their children come home and say, you know, Mom, Dad, I think I'm better than you. I'm more educated than you. I can make more money than you. Man, that's hurt. You think it's hurt your parent? You think it hurts some parent if their children say that? Yes or no? And how does God feel? I created Lucifer is beautiful, and now he wants thing that he's better than I am. He didn't know what he's talking about. And that's Lucifer is going around, and he wants this win the whole universe. He started going to talk with different angels, talking about that about God, that how he don't know how to rule this universe. And he able to get one third of an angel to come with him. And what happened? Go in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Isaiah, back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 13 and 14. And say this, for you have said to your heart, you know, sometimes you're so pride and you say to your heart, I can do this. This is what Satan say, I will ascend into heaven. Okay? Now this heaven, he already in heaven. He want to be in all of heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Okay? Maybe you see the star of God, maybe the angel. I will be above all the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation. And on the far side of the north, I will ascend above height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. I will be like God. That's what Satan, in his heart already, he feel like, I'm the top of the world. This is the whole universe is mine now. Remember, this analogy, he already cast down the ground. I mean, he already on the ground, he are tied down the ground, and he say, you know what? I'm going to go up the ground. I'm going to sit in heaven now. I mean, God already cast him down the ground. And so this point right here, there's an I problem here, you know? There's an I problem. I. You know? If we have an I problem, you better check that out. Because it's so important. Because this is a similar example. If we don't take the I problem out, we will cast down to this earth. We will cast down to the ground. A lot of people are just like Satan. Then we cast down, we don't want to stay down. We want to get back up. You know? And sometimes we don't learn the lesson. You know, sometimes the story about the origin of Satan, it teaches a lesson. In somewhat we are similar to Satan. It sounds negative, right? But we got to get away from it. We cannot be like Satan. He have not repent. He still one to sit on the throne of God. And he want to be like the Most High. We cannot be like God. Nothing you can do can be like God. Revelation 12. After that, he said, you know, I'm going to try to do something. I want to be sitting in the Most High place. So what should he do? Revelation 12. Revelation 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. War broke out in heaven. You know, God in heaven, he said, he don't like war. Just like in family. I don't like war in my family. Do you like war in your family? Does some family have war? You know, different type of war, right? But God doesn't like war broken in heaven. Everything's perfect. Everyone, brother and sister, all the angels work well together for billions of years. And why suddenly war broke out? War broke out in heaven. Who? Back in verse 7. That Michael and his angel fought against the dragon. Jesus Christ, his angel, fought against the dragon. Who is the dragon? Satan, devil, the serpent of old. The dragon, his angel, one third of angel. But he did not prevail. nor was place found in them in heaven any longer. What happened? After he lose the battle, it was cast out of heaven. That's not his home anymore. A perfect home. A perfect home. Just like if you want to have war in your home, and if you cast out your home, you won't come back to go in your home again. He's homeless, you know. The dragon, Lucifer's homeless. And he begged God, cast me down to this earth. Whoa. Cast out of this earth. And you and I on this earth. That's where it is. War broke out in heaven. That's where Satan, that was Lucifer, and he still wanted to win the whole universe. But something about this earth, maybe the devil, maybe something about this earth, the devil wanted to get back to heaven. And he wanted to come to this earth because this is the most beautiful, if you will, is something that God wants to cherish, his creation. This is perfect. And he wants to come down here. And so now this earth become a theater for the whole universe, between good and evil, between God and Satan. And see what happened going on this theater. It will be end soon. Every single show, there's an end. And we're in, going to see what happens. Now you and I are the central piece of this universe. Believe or not, God are focused on this universe. Beside God, there's someone else focused on this universe, this church, this planet as well, is Satan. He wants not only to win this planet to himself, which maybe he already did, but he wanted to win the universe because he wanted to sit on the most high place. And so now he comes to this universe. You understand about the origin of Satan, and now you have to understand what his plan on this planet. Do you think he have a plan? Oh yes. Now this whole world is in this theater, but many people are asleep. Because of them, see, there's no such thing as Lucifer and Satan. All these dragon and devil, all these Hollywood have been painting is so beautiful. And all the religions coming up say every religion is fine, everything religion is beautiful. Everything saying everyone go to sleep. Now, Satan will come to a group of people who are proclaiming the origin of Satan. See, no one talking about the origin of Satan. No religion talking about it. But there's a Christian church talking about the origin of Satan. Matter of fact, the remnant church talking about the origin of Satan. You see, the origin of Satan is so important because if we don't paint out the whole devil plan, you and I would be lost. They're saying, when you're in a war, right, you got to know your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, you might lose in the battle. You got to learn all the tactic of the enemy. You got to study for it. You got to understand the way they've been doing, and the Bible full of history of how the devil been trying to tempt this world. And he will do it again and again and again. If you and I ignore all the verses talking about Satan, you and I will lose the battle for sure. So if you know the battle and you know your enemy, you will overcome. You will overcome. How many people want to win the battle? You want to win the battle? Then you and I need to study. We will continue to study on this subject that we understand on the beginning how Lucifer, Satan, come to this earth. And every single detail you will find out If you can see every single world religion, there's a mark of his name or his step on there. And we find about it, you have to stay away. I'm telling you, we come to an end of this world. And we have to shout loud and strong. It may be very different from other people. But you know what? I want to go back home. I want to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. I want to spend the rest of my life with my Creator. And I'm telling you, Satan will do everything possible to stop that. I hate to tell you the truth, but that's where it is. He will do everything to stop that. But you and I will do everything possible to go home. Heaven very close. Very close. We can reach. As long as we still on this earth, as long as this world has not yet over, Satan still have a chance. Still have a chance. I don't know about you. I don't want Satan to rule my life. I want to do everything and I'll run away from him as much far as possible. It's the only way you can do that is read the Bible. Study. And hold on Jesus Christ. You got to hold on. Because Jesus Christ will tell you which step to go next. Which step are you going to take next? Because that's the only way a sure step help you walk closer to him. How many people want to follow Jesus? I know all of you want to follow Jesus. Study. Study for yourself. Study with us. Come to church. Study. You will find a pathway to home. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, as we live in this world full of so many violent and crime, even earthquake and tornado and all that, and people are start rejecting you more and more. Some people will say that, God, you cause all this. And I know you're not doing this. I know you cry when people blame you for this. When we live in the world as so many movies and books come out, discredit you and uplift Satan. And Lord, we know the letter of love, the book of love that you put in our hand right now. You describe so clearly the origin of Satan and his deception. Oh Lord, help us to learn. Help us to understand. And help us to proclaim, Lord, we are in the middle of this battle zone. Help us to call on your name. Help us to let other people know that they may be safe as well. Lord, protect each one of us. Help us to grow stronger into your word. And help us to be ready for your coming. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.